afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. The great big news in town is that the International Astronomical Union's General Assembly has begun. This is a massive event and the first time the IAU has held its General Assembly in Africa. Over 2,000 delegates have arrived in Cape Town, and I'm glad to say the great star in our sky has shone down on the CTICC, where the event's taking place, a little bit since they've arrived. So apart from the enormous boost to Cape Town, having so many extra people here, this is a very big deal for astronomy, putting us on the map firmly, and about time too, since South Africa has some of the biggest telescopes in the world and several major astronomy organisations. But enough of all that. What can you, the general public, do to participate in while you're here? You know, how can you enjoy all of this? So there is a website which I'll put on the podcast write-up, which you can access from www.fmr.co.za. Look for the podcast section and then Looking Up, and there'll be a whole load of information there. But to access the IAU's website with all the info about what's happening in Cape Town, go to astronomy2024.org/public. And this enormous event takes place from yesterday to August the 15th, so there's plenty of time to organise yourselves and participate. So every day there's tours at the South African Astronomical Observatory, fully guided, from between 10 to 12 during the day and 2 to 4 p.m. You can book tickets from the website or call 021 447 0025. All details will be on the podcast write-up. Plus, every night except the 12th, there are talks at the observatory for the public about all aspects of astronomy and telescopes, and these are from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. and will be utterly fascinating, with some of the big names in astronomy coming to talk. Tonight will be the turn of Professor Evine van Dishoek, who is the president of the International Astronomical Union and is a professor at Leiden University. So here goes with the rest of the public programme. Today, August the 7th, you can journey into space with astronaut Dr. Sean Proctor. The write-up says, join us for an unforgettable evening as Dr. Sean Proctor, geoscience professor, Afrofuturism artist and trailblazing astronaut from SpaceX, takes the stage at the Cape Town International Convention Centre during the IAU General Assembly 2024. Discover her groundbreaking journey as the first female African-American commercial astronaut to pilot a spaceship. This memorable event takes place from 7:30 p.m. to 9:30, and you can book a seat from the website. And tomorrow there's an evening with NASA, in person or online. It takes place in Auditorium 1 at the CTICC from 7 to 9 p.m. with a whole list of fabulous speakers on topics from the habitable worlds to planetary defence. On the 9th, there are several public happenings, a Women's Day event commemorating Women's Day and celebrating women in space science and astronomy. There'll be live contact with the International Space Station, talks by astronauts, thrilling science shows, fascinating exhibitions, tabletop telescope building, and a chance to talk to leading astronomers. This is free, but you need to book. There's also a talk at the Zeeco Museum about the James Webb Space Telescope, a new exploration of the cosmos. Again on the 9th, a talk by Professor Jerry Gilmore entitled Our Dynamic Milky Way. That's at 6:15 to 7:15 p.m. and it's free and takes place online and at the CTICC. And lastly, what a busy day. On the 9th, from 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. is Astronomers Got Other Talents, where real live astronomers perform their stellar skills before a live audience who rates them. So they're going to be comedians, dancers, whatever. I'm definitely going to watch that one. And on the 10th, there will be a talk and interactive sessions at the amphitheatre in the V&A waterfront during the day and mobile planetarium set up for the public to enjoy. You can find out more about these from the waterfront's website, which is www.waterfront.co.za/events and celebrating astronomy. And there's more next week. A Signal Hill hike and Sea Point cycle from 9 to 5 on Sunday, where you can enjoy an invigorating walk up Lion's Head or something less ambitious, along with astronomers. There are more events next week, including an Africa Lookup cultural exchange evening, more public talks. So get involved, have fun, be entertained, bamboozled and educated by this fantastic event taking place here in the Mother City. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us and the delegates clear skies.